Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oh, come on.
It's too early for you.
It is, sorry. Hi.
Good morning, everyone. It's been a Monday night fixture preview. We'll tweak the format a little bit. So we'll have an open section, then we'll have the Sunday breakout, and then we'll have the breakout for the dailies, just so it's all in order. We'll kick off with the open with Vinny.
Hi, Jürgen.
Hi.
You've scored 9 goals on your last 2 visits to Old Trafford. You've scored 13 in your last 3 meetings with Manchester United. So what test are you anticipating this time around?
When we had the 2 results last year, I knew already in that moment they will not help for next year. So that's always like this. And I couldn't be less interested in the results from last year. There were different games, different situations. So it just helps United probably a little bit to be even more motivated, if that's possible, in the situations we are in. So that's it. We don't expect... Did anyone knock on the door? Or what? No? Oh my God! I hear already people knocking on doors. This is completely different game. Obviously, in a different situation, but that's it.
Obviously, with Nunes suspended, is Bobby fit to come back in? And have you spoken to Nunes as well? What's his reaction been like after Monday?
Yeah, Bobby is trains completely normal. Is ready. Of course, we spoke to Darwin, and reaction is like a reaction is in these situations. He was very disappointed with himself, obviously, that it happened. We spoke to him that the things the centre half did. It's not the only player in the world who is doing these kind of things. So. But it's like a bit like that. If somebody makes such a mistake and you tell them, should not do it, then yeah, I know. It's about emotions. It's about all these kind of things. And it's not, of course, we never had a situation like this before. It was here, as I know, pretty sure. And that's why I'm not an expert in these talks, because I didn't need to have it that often. But it was that obvious that he knew anyway. That's not how it is. He apologized, which is absolutely fine. But now it's really important that then he gets on. We told him that it's not necessary to walking through the building, head down, miserable stuff like this. And because it happened, that's it. We are human beings, and we made mistakes in our life. We will make mistakes in our life, and then you have to carry on. If you don't do it again, then it's all fine. And it happened once, and it's okay.
Also, just ask about Naby as well. I just wonder how ready he is to start. Obviously, he had been ill and was on the bench the other night, but there's also been these reports in Germany that he's unhappy at his situation and could even leave before the deadline. And has Naby intimated anything like that to you? How would you describe the situation if there is one?
It's really funny. I have to respond on news because what you would learn if you would be sit on my side of the table, how often 0.0 is behind news. Then we would think, oh, really, what can I believe at all when I read newspapers? So, nothing, absolutely nothing. Naby was ill for a week. Last week on the bench, last game on the bench, is full in training, looks really good. all fine, but not a player who's overly happy when he's not playing, but it's completely, should not be so, but it's completely fine, everything. I nobody came to me and asked me about anything like that, apart from you, obviously.
Julia?
Jürgen, is there that extra motivation? You talk about Manchester United, the position that they're in, but for Liverpool as well, to get that season up and running and on track as supporters would expect it to be?
Yeah. For us, it's normal. It's completely two different games we played yet. I think we say now often enough, we was not happy with the performance in the first game. Yeah, it's actually our fourth game, because the City game was obviously really good. Fulham, really bad. Crystal Palace, really good, but special then because, obviously, of the red card. Cannot remember ever seeing a 10v11 when the 10 men put the 11 as much under pressure as we did. We pressed them everywhere, and that's the most difficult thing to do because, especially in that area, and with being outnumbered, so many options for the player, for the opponent. But we did really well, really well. I liked it a lot. So, in the start of the season, you want to have results. I wouldn't say first and foremost, but they help a lot. But you need performances as well to work with. Impressions to work with, and so we have now a lot of good and a few not so good, and now we go from here. So, and for United, yeah, it's clear. So you all played your part, and I'm not sure you personally, but it was obviously not nice, not a nice week for United after the Brentford game. We forget in these moments how good Brentford is, to be honest. It was that bad. I drove home on, I watched the first half here, I think. Then I drove home and coincidentally listened to Talk Sport and Gabby. I know. He lost against us 6-0 when I my first year. I couldn't remember him as a mentality monster on the pitch, but what he said about United and that in that show, I was close to call in. And I was close to call in and tell him, you forgot completely that you have been a player. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. And if ex-players go already like this, then you can imagine how everything else is going. So, and now you just have to ask yourself, how would you want to react in a situation like this? And you would, of course, fight back. That's completely normal. That's what we expect. But now the good news is when we play United, it's anyway always the same. So it's always like this, and it's from our side like this. And we are not happy about our start, but we have a few things which we liked as well. And United can change nothing, can change everything. So we don't know. It's pretty tricky for preparation-wise. But it's early in the season and you don't have a lot of information about teams anyway. Crystal Palace played first time with five in the back against second time, I think, whenever. We had to go back really long for the Aston Villa game to get a few impressions from that. And so it's tough, but it's fine. We play United away. It was never easy, will never be easy. So we try to do our absolute best. Yeah, all the others trained normal as well. Nobody came back.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mike Hughes.
Yeah, again, I mean, you've touched on it partially there, but United's ridiculously poor start to the season and the way that they've been...
Can we make sure that that's your words?
Yeah, well, if you look... There were four in the first
if I say yes, yeah, then it's like the Klopp said.
But does that make them, in some respects, more difficult?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah, of course. So, wow, we're all good. of course it does. I would prefer to play them after they won 5-0, definitely. That's how it is, but it's not... Dreamland, so we have to take it like it is. And they, we drew two games, so is it better to play us in a situation like this, or is it worse? I don't know. It's just the situation. And in the end, there's a start in the game, but then there's then 89 minutes are still to go. So you have to deal with all the situations in the game. And in this moment, obviously, nobody knows exactly what will happen around the game. We don't know. We getting this press conference getting better and better. He's not bothered. That's good. Best regards. It will be just really. I think the whole world will watch it. It's Monday night anyway. Everybody can watch it, and you will see how these two heavyweights deal with the situation. And I would watch it. I will watch it, by the way.
Joe Gomez came on in the second half on Monday night and really looked the part again. If you consider how many injury problems he's had over the past couple of seasons, what sort of a chance does this represent for him now when it wasn't that long ago? It looked to be him and Virgil van Dijk who were the prime centre defenders, and because of injuries, he appears to have slipped down the pecking order.
Yeah, of course, an opportunity. But it was now really unlucky last week because he came on. He had a little thing, but I had to make the decision. He only came back to team training a day before the game, Sunday. And I said, no, because we have Nate Phillips in, and Nate, I thought, played a really good game. I know there are people probably out there saying, yeah, but in the first goal, I said, we have to defend the first goal in another position because there it's not to defend anymore when the ball is played, the last pass. Big opportunity, and he looks great in training out. So he's back. He was in the squad last week, but now he's back in complete normal training, and hopefully it stays like this, and then, yeah, he will start.
Carl Martin. From the very few games you would have seen of Manchester United under Ten Hag, what have you made of changes he's implemented or the way he maybe...
You don't need my saying to that. It's obvious what he wants to do. He wants to build up from the back. We played them in the preseason, obviously. There you could see and feel the high press idea and these kind of things. It was we were for sure not ready for that game in the preseason. We were not sure if the player arrived only 3 days before the game, but that's how it is. And we made some mistakes, but they used them really well. The individual quality of United up front is ridiculous. Heard Martial can play probably. Now trained again and can play. He played against us, obviously a really good game. So another boy with technique and speed. Football quality in midfield. Whoever he lines up, he will have... who is it? Who can it be? Eriksen, Fernandes... Donny van der Beek, so Fred, Gabby doesn't like him, I think, but I think he's a really good player. And yeah, McTominay. So there's real quality there. So and it's just about how we deal with that. And but again, there's two games they played in the league. I saw them both, and now we have to try to figure out if he will change and if what he will change, and then we go from there. And if we have no idea, then we have just to learn it in the game.
Any more for the open for next Sunday, James?
Yeah, just check on Yogi Jota and Curtis Jones where they're actually with their rehab.
Getting closer, but not. Yeah. No chance for it. Let me ask after the game again, but no chance for this game.
Yeah, just on Erik ten Hag, obviously you came over here having been successful in a league overseas. He's done the same. Is it difficult to come from the Premier League when expectations are high?
Yeah. I think for me it was easier because I didn't come for the start of the season. We didn't have a transfer window. In England, people tend to say then, yeah, it's not his team. So whatever I did, you would have said, ah, it's not his team. I actually thought after one day, it's my team. So I felt really responsible for all the performances from the first game, but it's easier. So and now it's, I don't think you can really compare it, different times. My arrival is obviously 7 years ago. It's a long time in football, nearly a decade. A lot of things changed since then. And yeah, but it's not easy, definitely not, especially when you have to rebuild or whatever, however they see it, but change a lot of things. A team, that's not easy.
Are these the type of games you look forward to the most between the heavyweights?
I love all the games, though I will not make a difference. The cup, why should I? I loved the game at Fulham, even when they... They build a new stand, which will be wonderful. It takes a while, but will be wonderful. But the dressing rooms stay where they are, and it's very small. So I'm not sure if that should be allowed. You build a completely new stand and have no space for a dressing room in there. That's crazy. But I love the game there, and then Crystal Palace at home. Great. And now United. Then Bournemouth, Newcastle, Everton. And after that, I don't know. So, yeah, it's Premier League. I love it.
Thank you.
If you want more, an extra Red Men podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Red Men Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Red Men Plus directly in your Spotify app.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.